Harrison with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying discipleship training in Luke's Gospel, and this is Appendix E. What crucifixion was like in Jesus' day? The cross in Jesus' day was an instrument of torture and execution, pure and simple. There wasn't a figurative use of cross as a burden or trial in those days. Death on the cross was shameful, excruciating, and often protracted. An ancient Greek poem describes it this way: "Punished with limbs outstretched, they see the stake as their fate. They are fastened and nailed to it in the most bitter torment, evil food for birds of prey, and grim pickings for dogs." From the 3rd century BC onwards, there is evidence of the use of the Latin crux as a vulgar taunt among the lower classes, found on the lips of slaves and prostitutes, the English equivalent of which might be gallows bird or hangdog. Hengel says that the attitude of people in the ancient world was not casual or a matter of indifference. It was an utterly offensive affair, obscene in the original sense of the word. There was no norm for execution on the cross, though it often included flogging beforehand, the victim carrying the beam to the place of execution, being nailed to it with outstretched arms, raised up and seated on a small wooden peg. But Seneca indicates there were many variations. "I see crosses there, not just of one kind, but made in many different ways. Some have their victims with head down to the ground. Some impale their private parts, others stretch out their arms on the gibbet." Josephus, an eyewitness of Roman cruelty to the defenders at the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD, gives us a gruesome picture. "They were first whipped, then tormented with all sorts of tortures before they died, and were then crucified before the wall of the city. This miserable procedure made Titus greatly to pity them, while they caught every day 500 Jews. Nay, some days they caught more. The main reason why he did not forbid that cruelty was this, that he hoped that the Jews might perhaps yield at that sight, out of fear lest they might themselves afterwards be liable to the same cruel treatment. So the soldiers, out of the wrath and hatred they bore the Jews, nailed those they caught, one after one way and another after another, to the crosses by way of jest, when their multitude was so great that room was wanting for the crosses, and crosses wanting for the bodies." Gruesome, but it helps us understand the idea of cross better. God bless you.